Hello, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. So happy you've joined us today. My name is Steve, and I'll be your host for these next 3 days as we go through this month's October newsworthy clips. We've taken 3 articles from magazines or newspapers from different places in America, and we chose them because they're interesting and they have some good vocabulary in them and they're relevant for today, and we want to talk about them. Today, we will be talking about Amazon and, you know, that big company that you buy things from. And helping me to do that is Albert and Ben. Welcome, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me onto the show. I'm excited to talk about these new innovations.
That's great. Hey, Ben, have you ever bought anything on Amazon?
I have. Many things.
Really?
In fact, we are subscription holders to Amazon Prime, my family.
Is that right?
Yeah, and we get one-day shipping during Christmas time. It's great.
For free?
Yeah, for free.
Really?
Well, the shipping is free, not the product.
Right. Wow. Okay, so I'm glad you, I didn't know that, so I'm glad you said that. You can really contribute then to what's going on here. How about you, Albert? I'm sure Albert has bought stuff. You are so tech savvy and you love computers.
I don't know if that's good for my bank account, though, being so tech savvy.
Are you a member of Amazon?
I am a member.
I knew it!
It's only $100. That is cheap for one-day shipping, two-day shipping, free TV shows.
Right. And we're going to talk about that later today in the lesson. Is it really necessary to have one-day shipping for things that you may normally take, 7 days, 10
5 days?
5 days?
Is anything really necessary?
Is it really that important to have it the next day?
I'm excited to talk about
that. Yeah, so we'll get into that in a little bit. Well, if you have your magazines, friends, please turn to page 24, and there on the left-hand side, we'll get started with today's lesson, Amazon to lease 20 Boeing 767s for its own air cargo network.
Amazon to lease 20 Boeing 767s for its own air cargo network. Amazon now has its own air cargo delivery operation. After running a secretive trial since last summer, leasing 5 Boeing 767s from freight carrier Air Transport Services Group out of Wilmington, Ohio, Amazon has agreed to let ATSG run a dedicated air cargo network and expand the operation to 20 wide-body cargo jets. The move represents a big step up in Amazon's drive to provide quasi-immediate gratification to shoppers. By linking its fulfillment centers in major markets through a sizable fleet of cargo airplanes, it can speed up delivery and avoid being hostage to third-party logistics hiccups that are outside of its control, especially during the critical holiday season. There's been speculation that as Amazon invests more in transportation, it might encroach on the business of FedEx and UPS, and perhaps even emerge as a competitor to those companies by providing transportation services itself.
All right. Well, thank you. That's a nice, familiar voice. Thank you, Bill Quinn, for that reading. Okay, as we get into the lesson, let's poke around at the title for a moment. Amazon to lease. Well, first of all, again, let's make sure everybody understands, guys, what Amazon is. Albert, give us a quick summary of what this company is and what it does.
I guess for the Asia market, most people will be familiar with Alibaba.
That's right.
It is a company that sells merchandise online, and Amazon is U.S.-based. It's more popular in the States. And, yeah, they started off with books, and now they sell everything from books to electronics to bicycles to car parts to even grocery.
Anything. I think anything that's legal. I don't think you can buy, of course, weapons or drugs or maybe even a body
They have self-defense items such as tasers, pepper sprays.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Stuff that's legal, right?
Legal, yeah.
Yeah. I believe my father, recently, he bought bathroom fixtures.
From Amazon.
From Amazon. And it was cheaper than, much, much cheaper than buying the stuff from a store down the road.
Right, and bathroom fixtures are not lightweight, right? They're heavy.
They're very heavy.
Oh.
Yeah, so people love Amazon.
Right.
People love it. You can buy anything, and it's so convenient with the click of a mouse. As you guys know, it's easy to spend a lot of money. Right, Ben?
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's also the convenience of being able to see a lot of different options is a great part of Amazon. You can see the two different products that you want. Maybe there's a different price on a different page. Someone else is selling it for a different price. You don't have to drive to a different store to find that different price.
That's
right. You can just click on a different web page.
Yep.
Very convenient.
Yeah. I remember growing up, going from store to store, trying to get the best deals. You don't have to do that anymore. Well, Amazon is leasing, or they're contracting to rent some big jets, 20 Boeing 767s for their own network. So if you are selling stuff, it really helps to be in control of the delivery system, right?
Oh, yeah. You want to control every aspect of the process, right? The SOP.
As much as possible,
yeah.
Right? Especially if you're offering one-day delivery or next-day delivery. That's very important because that's such a huge selling point, as we talked about in the introduction. Now, you guys, Ben, you told me that you're hooked on one-day delivery, right?
That's right. One-day delivery is something that once you experience it, you never want to go back. You have a click. You click on an item.
Right.
And then the next day it comes, and then you think to yourself, why would I want to go back to waiting 5 days or 7 days or maybe not even knowing when it's going to come? It's just a different feeling.
It's like
Steve.
An illegal drug. You know, the first time you take it, you're like, oh, man, this is great. I got to have more. I got to have more.
Supposedly, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I've been told.
All right, Steve. All right, Steve.
I remember as a kid, I saved up some money, and I was into baseball cards.
Right.
I bought some baseball cards through a company through the mail. And, man, I remember just waiting and waiting probably 6 weeks or 8 weeks. And then it was late.
Yeah.
They were late in coming. And so even after the six-week waiting period, I had to wait maybe 3 or 4 more weeks.
Right.
But that was just kind of – it built up the excitement.
Yeah.
It's not something, of course, I needed right away.
Mm.
Wasn't very vital to my happiness, but it just kind of created this anticipation. When's it going to come? Is it here today? And it was kind of exciting. You don't experience that too much anymore, do you, Ben?
No, I don't. And I think that raises a very interesting question, that patience is a virtue, and we all often hear that phrase. But nowadays, with the cell phone and convenient things like Amazon, we often don't have to practice our patience like you did, waiting six, how many was
it? Probably a total of 2.5 months.
2.5 months for baseball cards is something I don't think anybody would do now.
No,
so
you're right.
It's just an interesting thing, maybe something to think about, what has changed in the online convenience coming and just the people's habits and what people are used to.
You're right, Ben.
Yeah. I would argue that anything you buy on Amazon is not really anything that you need, because if you need something, you would actually just go out to the store and get it, like a Band-Aid or something, you know, that's critical. But I feel like Amazon is working towards that, where they have same-day shipping now, and they're aiming to have, like, evening shipping. So if you order in the morning, they'll have it to your house by the evening.
That's right.
But I do remember the baseball card thing, not in the same sense, but I used to cereal boxes back in the States.
Yeah.
You collect enough, you send it in. It's like 4 to 6 weeks. It's like mysterious. It's just, you don't know when the prize is going to come in.
It's a lot of fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
That anticipation. Well, as we said, it's very important that Amazon control the process of delivery, because they want to please their customers.
Mm.
And to do that, they want to rent or lease some jets so that these jets will carry their cargo during the shipping process. And they tried it last summer. It was a secretive trial, and they leased five of them from an airplane company called Air Transport Services Group, and they're out of Ohio, which is a state kind of on the east central part of the United States. And Amazon has agreed to let this company run a dedicated air cargo network and expand the operation to include 20 jets. Now, when something is dedicated, guys, can one of you help me with this? What does that mean if there's a dedicated air cargo network?
Sure. It means that this is meant for something else. So if you are dedicated to something, that means that you are specifically focusing on that one thing. And we can even use it in relationships as well. Like the man is dedicated to his wife. He is only going to be with his wife, and that is his focused relationship.
Good point.
I love that analogy. I feel like we usually say committed, though.
Committed? That can work,
dedicated
too.
Dedicated to both work?
Yeah.
And I think you could change this sentence. They let this company run a committed air cargo network, and I think it would work.
It would work, but dedicated is better, more definite. As you said, Ben, it means reserved for a specific use. So, in other words, this air cargo company could not allow other companies to use their planes at the same time. Like, hey, we've got a little extra room. Why don't you put your stuff on our plane? We'll take it. No, it's strictly for Amazon, reserved only for the use of the Amazon company. Well, the move represents a big step up in Amazon's drive to provide quasi-immediate gratification. Now, here we're going back to that theme that we talked about earlier about being gratified. Now, first, before we do that on line 10, let's take a look at the word quasi. Albert, help us out with this.
I want to clarify it. Have I been saying it incorrectly? Quasi, quasi?
I think both are okay.
Okay, yeah. That's awesome to know both are acceptable. That's awesome. Okay, so quasi is a prefix. It's used to show that something is almost but not completely the thing described. So it's like halfway gray area a little bit.
Yeah, good point. You can put it before a lot of adjectives.
Ooh.
You can put it before famous, like quasi-famous, or I'm quasi in love, or it works for a lot of things. You can invent new words with this prefix.
I've heard a phrase or a name, Quasimodo. Does that have anything to do with this?
There is a connection to that, but the history of that name is a little complicated, and we can tackle that at another time.
Okay, I look forward to it.
But good point, Ben. So the gratification is what this company has in mind. They want to gratify their customers with prompt delivery or one-day delivery, right, or overnight delivery.
Right, because – and the reason I feel like they use quasi-immediate gratification is because in the terms of the shipping world, one-day shipping is really fast. It's like lightning fast compared to everywhere else where you send a letter by U.S. Postal Service. It would take about 3 to 5 days. That's decades in terms of shipping.
Right. Okay, well, the fulfillment center, this is a funny word. What does this actually mean, Ben? What is a fulfillment center?
To fulfill means to get it done, to finish it. So these centers are made probably specifically for getting some product to the customer and finishing the deal.
Okay. Years ago, we just called them warehouses, right?
That's right.
But this is a fancier word. This is what we might call title inflation. These are sometimes titles of people's positions and titles of places that are kind of made to look flowery or made to be more flowery and finer sounding than they really are. I'll give you an example. Years ago, we called people who collected garbage men.
Mm.
And some places are still like that. You know, you call them a garbage man. But
yeah.
But there was this new title for this position, sanitation engineer.
Whoa.
You know, and that's to kind of help the give the people a different status,
right?
A different feeling. The receptionist, director of first impressions.
Oh, I have never heard that.
You've never heard that?
No.
Oh, okay. That's,
wow.
Okay. So anyway, that's kind of the idea here. You call warehouse is dull and boring.
Right.
That just that when you think of a warehouse, you think of rats running around and darkness and dust everywhere. But a fulfillment center.
Oh.
That's much nicer, right?
Right. Yeah. If I was living next to a warehouse, I'd be like, boo on that. But yeah. A fulfillment center.
Or if I were working there.
Oh, even better.
I work at
a fulfillment center.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And so you probably will take more pride in your work. Oh. You will enjoy your job more because the title is a little different.
Right.
So it's a bit of psychology.
I like it.
Yeah, so by linking its fulfillment centers through a sizable fleet of cargo airplanes, it could speed up delivery and avoid being hostage to third-party logistics hiccups that are outside of its control. There's a lot of words. There are a lot of words in this sentence that we need to poke at right now. Let's take a look at the word hostage right now. And we know this word when we're talking about terrorism. But in the corporate world, when we're talking about this, it simply means to be at the mercy of something out of your control, right? And what about logistics? We see this word a lot when we're talking about delivery systems. In the city where we live, there's a lot of trucks. I don't know if you guys noticed them, delivery trucks. It says logistics on the side.
Right.
Is it just a fancy word for delivery? What does the word logistics mean?
I would want to say that logistics describes things that are how to, like, operate for, like, technical operations, how to proceed, like a workflow chart, how to get things from A to B.
Most efficiently.
Right.
And most economically, right?
Right. You plan it out.
That's exactly right. Planning the details of a business operation. Those are the logistics. And how about hiccups? Ben, help us out with this word. What's a hiccup?
It's something that interrupts the flow. It's going smoothly, and then hiccup, it stops or it pauses. So, and that's also something we do with our bodies. Sometimes we have hiccups, and when we're talking, as we're talking, we all of a sudden,
okay,
we have to stop
something
talking.
Something that interrupts.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that. And especially during the critical holiday season, and that would be, of course, probably from Thanksgiving to Christmas, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I just want to, like, interject a little bit. I feel like, so this is all nice, but I don't feel like Amazon is really doing this because they're altruistic. And I mean, like, they're, like, selfless for thinking of the customers. Because I read a little bit about Amazon, and they spent $2.7 billion last year in fulfillment costs in terms of shipping.
Mm.
So they want to start their own airline or air cargo network, so they can minimize the cost of
labor. Absolutely.
Well, that's a lot of money they spend.
They're going to save money by bringing this in-house.
Right.
And they're going to help smooth the process.
Right.
Or, you know, there will be fewer hiccups.
Right.
And so there's been speculation that as Amazon invests more in transportation, it might encroach on the business of these other two delivery giants, FedEx and UPS. And encroach on, help us out with that, Albert.
To encroach on is to gradually take away someone else's rights or to take control.
Okay, and so FedEx and UPS are a little nervous, and perhaps even Amazon might emerge as a competitor to those companies by providing transportation services itself. Who knows? It could grow into that and challenge FedEx and UPS. All right, let's get into the second half of this lesson. We'll continue the reading on the right-hand column.
But in a recent earnings call, a top Amazon executive said that the company sought to complement those services, not replace them. We're excited to supplement our existing delivery network with a great new provider, ATSG. By adding 20 planes to ensure air cargo capacity to support 1- and 2-day delivery for customers, said Dave Clark, Amazon Senior Vice President of Worldwide Operations and Customer Service. ATSG subsidiary airlines, ADX Air and ATI, will operate the aircraft for Amazon, and ATSG will also provide logistical services at its Wilmington hub. The ambitious move is aimed at tightening Amazon's control over the logistics of its own package delivery system and ensuring that it can provide prompt delivery to its customers, even at peak periods.
All right, we're at the top of the right-hand column. If you're just joining us in your Advanced magazine on page 24, we're talking about Amazon leasing some huge jets to help deliver all of their goodies to people, books and toilet fixtures and all kinds of anything you ever wanted. You ever go on Amazon or here in Asia, again, Alibaba is something very similar to Amazon if you are a member of Alibaba or bought anything from them. Well, in the top of the right-hand column, it says, but in a recent earnings call, a top Amazon executive said that the company sought to complement those services, talking about delivery services, not replace them. So what's an earnings call? Let's talk about this for a second. Ben, what's an earnings call?
An earnings call, I'm assuming, has something to do with earnings. But I don't know the exact definition.
Okay. It's something like a quarterly report where the company has to give a report to the shareholders, right, or the management, and they're being held accountable to someone above them. And the executive said they sought to complement those services, not replace them. And I want to look at that word complement. On line 7, don't get it confused with the word compliment, C-O-M-P-L-I-M-E-N-T, which is an expression of praise, but it means that which completes or makes perfect, okay? So we often confuse those two words. What does he say? What does this executive say on line 7, Albert?
He says, we're excited to supplement our existing delivery network with this new great provider. And, you know, basically the point is to make sure there's no hiccups like we mentioned before. And I wonder if this is something where it's like they're saying that so this way they won't offend their current business partners, the FedEx and UPS.
Mm.
But maybe down the road, who knows? You know, I feel like earlier we mentioned fulfillment center. It's like an Amazon jargon, you know, to hype it up. And now this Amazon executive is saying, like, no. No one be offended. We're okay here.
Yeah. In the business world, anything could happen, right?
Right, yeah. Right?
All's fair. I mean, who knows what might happen down the road. So they have 1 and 2 day delivery for customers. We talked about that. Immediate gratification. You guys are familiar with that. When you order something, you want it right away. And so they want to continue this. Amazon Senior Vice President of Worldwide Operations. His name is Dave Clark, and that's what he said. All right, take us into the next paragraph, please, Ben.
Well, this company that provides their shipping on the planes, ATSG, subsidiary airlines, ABX Air, and ATI will operate the aircraft for Amazon. So these companies are working together, and ATSG will also provide logistical services at its hub. It's a center in Wilmington.
Okay. So the way I see it right now is that Amazon wants to lease these planes and these companies. And so these companies are kind of like working for Amazon. Right.
Right?
And ATSG is so big, but they have such a big job, they need to pull in some other ABX Air and ATI Air, which means Airborne Express and Air Transport International, will help with this problem or this process. It's going to be a huge, huge logistical challenge to deliver all these things, but that's the business they're in.
Right, and they use the word subsidiary, which is, you know, if a company is owned by another company, it's subsidiary. It's also to provide support, like you mentioned.
Yeah, you might consider them as subcontractors, right?
Nice.
They're being contracted out to work for Amazon. And perhaps down the road, this is a fear, again, of FedEx and UPS, maybe Amazon will actually buy this fleet of jets themselves, and then you're going to start seeing Amazon written on the tails of these jets.
On airplanes, yeah.
You know, and they'll become a cargo shipping giant as well, just like FedEx.
Right.
That may happen in the future. Well, the ambitious move is aimed at tightening Amazon's control over the logistics, and we mentioned that earlier, and they want to ensure that it can provide prompt delivery, even at peak periods, which we mentioned is when, Ben?
Christmas and Thanksgiving time, just about October through December.
You're right. So there's a lot of packages that have to be delivered right before Christmas. And so those guys working at Amazon are working 12-hour shifts, you know, working double duty to get those packages delivered.
Right. I feel like Christmas is peak period, like when it's really in demand.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember in the States during Christmas time, almost every porch or front lawn in our neighborhood had an Amazon box sitting in front of it, a brown paper package.
That looks something like the picture on page 24, right?
That's yeah. right. Exactly. And it also reminds me of the song, Brown Paper Packages Tied Up with Strings.
Yeah.
Except that song.
These aren't tied up with strings.
Yeah.
They're kind of glued together.
Or with tape.
Yeah, Albert.
Now, Steve, at the top of the show, you mentioned, like, how much or is one-day shipping worth it or necessary?
Mm.
I can tell you that I don't know if it's worth it, but I know how much it is worth to Amazon. I actually, this morning I bought something on Amazon.
Oh, wow. And, how timely.
Yeah, and before I made the checkout and everything, at the bottom it says, hey, if you choose to not have one-day or two-day shipping, we will give you $5 in credit for Amazon Pantry.
Wow.
So Amazon is kind of like shuffling their priorities, saying like, oh, we have a lot of people using this, and it's great. But it's kind of overwhelming.
You will do us a favor.
Yeah.
We will help you by giving you $5 credit.
Yeah, for Amazon Pantry, which you can spend on groceries.
Is there, wow.
Yeah. Their side.
Did you do that?
No, I chose two-day shipping. I need that quasi-immediate. Okay. Actually, I think I chose one day. I need
I'm not even going to ask you what it was.
I can tell you what it was. Would you want to hear what it was?
No. We're out of time, friends. All right. Friends, we hope you enjoyed today's lesson, and we have another lesson for Newsworthy Clips tomorrow. We hope you join us. I think Ben will be back and Albert will be back. So until then, I hope all of you have a great day. Bye-bye.